Good evening, everyone. And this is Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Finance Committee. I'm calling our special meeting of the Finance Committee to order at 7:15 p.m. And we have present in the room members of Danae Johnson. We have Melissa Whelan, Tyler Egner, Rodney Fournier, myself, and online we have Ben Davies. And then also present, we have Superintendent Caruso and First Selectman Fournier. And our online, we also have Jill Collins, our CFO for the town, and Mary Johnston, our board clerk. So with that, I will go on to public participation if there is anybody from the public. There is nobody in the room, and the room being at the town hall. And I do not see anybody online. So we can then move on past that to approval of the minutes of our March 19th regular meeting, which should be in our package.
Make a motion, we approve the minute meetings for March 19th, 2026.
So I have a motion made by Rodney. Do I have a second on it?
Second.
Seconded, made by Danae. To any discussion?
I don't know if it matters, just a technicality. It says that I was present via Zoom, but I was in person.
So I think we need to correct that.
Motion to place the correction of David Caruso being
We already have the
present. We have the
we
motion.
already have the motion. So we just add at the end, after we get any other comments, we'll ask, Rodney to redo his motion, and then we'll have another second on it. Like to make sure that we take a look and that the numbers are correct to the best of people's recollection. So we have for the selection, I remember that 3.06% and increase overall. And the Board of Education, we have a total increase of 5.17% that was mentioned. Is that correct,
Yes.
Superintendent Caruso? I just want to make sure we at least that we get those high-level numbers correct as well as any of the others, because people do pay attention to this and they do notice. Any other observations, questions, comments, Ben? So, hearing none, I would entertain them. Rodney, to go and redo his
I'd like to
motion.
modify my motion for the minutes of March 19th to include that David Caruso was present and not via Zoom.
Okay, do I have a second? Tyler, you want to second that? Or who seconded it?
I did.
Danae. So seconded again by Danae. Then further discussion, not seeing any. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstentions.
Ben abstaining.
Excuse me? Oh, we have one abstention from Ben Davies, and I'm not going to vote. Yes, yeah, it's just better. So let's continue on then to new business discussion of 2026 budget expenditures and revenue. So, just I'd mentioned before we got started, I'll just repeat it for the public is that we're now in the part of the budget where last meeting, the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen presented their first pass on expenditures. And now we start to move into revisions to those. And we also start to take a look at what the revenues and revenues and expenses are going to be for this year to help inform us, is there going to be any monies left over in this year's budget to be carried over to help reduce the tax burden next year? And then we're also going to start taking a look at, well, based on what we saw for this year's revenues and expenses, do we think that our estimates for next year, fall into line with them? So that'd be something, for example, how much interest we got this year, but we also pretty sure that there's going to be a reduction in the interest rates next year. So again, then you want to think about, stuff like that where there might be some changes to things. And you also have to just get the, at some point we'll get the, copy of the grand list and take a look at that, because then that also affects, at the end of the day, it doesn't affect how much we spend or ask in taxes. The grand list just is needed to help set the mill rate. Because the dollar amount that we need, where there's a gap because we couldn't cover the gap of spending with any other types of revenue, such as grants or fees or that type of, money, then that we, need to know what that amount is going to be. And then the mill rate is then determined from there. Because you have to set the mill rate to be able to get that much money. The mill rate is a tool, really a tool for getting the revenue that is required to make the budget balance. Okay. So we don't have anything in our package covering
No.
covering proposed, the budget for this year. Jill, you have anything updated or no?
I do have revenues up to date. As of right now, I'll bring it up for you.
If you could.
Yep, I can. Just gonna have to help me on the size though, because I don't know what you're seeing.
It could be a little larger if you could.
Too
There you
large.
go. There, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh.
go
There.
back there.
Back. Okay.
That's good. Stay there.
Let me
But
just move everybody over to the side. So I'll just explain what I did here. So I to update up as of today or yesterday, I guess. I took all the numbers that were up to date on taxes and so let me go down so I can see it too. So all of the numbers, I either put the higher of the two, what we adopted or what we have received so far in the column in E, in column E, the revised budget. And this is just not your revised, but just putting it out there for you to see. When we go a little lower, all these the numbers here and these are fixed numbers here, or I have over in the column. I don't know what you're seeing, but if they're fixed, that's the state numbers. We did receive preliminary numbers from the state, so I put those in, the ones that I know for 27. So if we go down a little further, right now the surplus, again, it's just the higher of the two numbers, what we adopted or what we've received, that we have a surplus of $331,650.92. Any questions?
So again, that's simply just the difference between the adopted budget and actuals for revenue.
Correct. And even though I took what you adopted for interest, I'm not so sure we're going to get that. But again, this is just either a dot, what the higher of the two numbers I put in place. This doesn't mean we're going to get all of the revenues, but just putting it out there. And as we go along, I'll revise these numbers as we go. So the one that was much, it was very shocking to me
Yeah,
was,
where do we get the most gain out of? I'm just curious because
well,
it's a fairly large amount.
so we were Last year we got $70,000 ish for the telephone. That's the property that the telephone companies have their lines on. It was
Yep.
70,000. It's a guess every year. Before that, it was 10,000. We're getting $129,000 for that this year.
What was that? What was that for?
Movies on
Telephone
a
access. It's property that they have the telephone lines on,
So they're
or
leasing the
the
right
right.
of
Got
way
it. Okay.
effectively.
Correct. Correct. Or not even lines. There could be a
Polls or
pole.
whatever.
Correct. Correct. So,
Okay.
and that is such, we have no idea. That is just, it should be going down every year, but it actually just, it more than doubled the last year, and this year it went up substantially more. That doesn't mean it's going to stay this high, but I was shocked when I saw the number, which is,
So
it's
this,
nice to see.
yeah. So that's a, so I'm looking at this, and so that's 30, almost $60,000.
Correct. And if I go back up to the taxes, we're doing really, really well on those. The
So
only
those look
thing.
like they're 120,000 ahead.
So the
Something
only
like
one.
that. 100, no, 100, and I'm sorry, 100 and
Sorry.
seven.
I could do a. Hold on.
117,000, 217,000.
Yeah. So that's what we're ahead on, just current.
So it's really the telephone leasings and
So you're over on the supplemental.
Yep.
I can't read it from here. So supplemental prior period is doing quite well, and interest. No, I don't. Interest. We're just below it. Prior
Again.
period interest and prior period. I mean, the taxes are doing great.
Yeah, so again, that's interest and fees on property tax. That's late payment interest, correct?
Correct. Anything that's not paid by the due date, even the current year taxes, if they're not paid by the due date, all becomes interest. That those that interest received goes in here.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Again, those that I did just the do adopted number doesn't mean that we're going to receive it. We didn't receive it yet, but it's encouraging.
Yeah. Well, it's also just nice that at this point there's still a bit of a cushion with that, with more revenue than anticipated after you average it all out across all the different categories. But you know, go with the caveat that some of these may change.
Correct.
And so we would also need to look at the expenses when we get there too to see, how those are tracking compared to what we planned.
Right. Right now, and next meeting, because it didn't come in time, we're going to have some transfers that you'll have to approve for building, town building operations, John's budget, because he's had a big hits with repairs and of course the snowstorms
Yeah.
and those kind of things.
Lots of.
So John's budget is hurting, but there are other areas we can take it from. Highway is getting close because of some of the same reasons. There's more salt, sand, diesel fuel, and unfortunately right now we're playing the market for diesel fuel. We don't have a contract, so that could be painful for the next couple months.
Yeah.
And we probably will go, he'll need to do a budget transfer in there because it could very well be a problem. Good news is Well, we have about 2.5 months left of the school buses running, but the school, sorry, David, but the school's also going to feel that, the pain of that.
Question about the fuel and the contract. Do we in prior years, do we typically have a contract, or are we typically, like I said, like open market sourcing, the fuel?
I think the last 2 or 3 years we haven't had a contract. Before we did, I don't know the reason why they didn't get a contract. We have a contract for gas, but we don't have it for diesel. We're playing the market, and this time I think it's going to bite us.
No, it could also be a question of did the spot prices go the direction you thought they would? Because if you do the contract, you're gonna have, there's pros and cons to it. If you guess right and prices for diesel go up, you got a good deal. If you guess wrong and prices go down, then you're paying more. So, it's six of one, half a dozen of another, and some of it's the how good is your forecast. And then strange things can happen, like the war over in Iran, which then go and shove the prices up, and maybe they would have gone down otherwise, but you can't predict stuff like that. Any other questions? Anything else you wanted to step us through on here?
Not as far, well, not as far as the revenue, but I did do some looking back at the budgets that passed last year and also our increase in the grand list. So our grand list went up three do we went up hold on, I'm sorry, went up. So it's 3,783,849 was our increase in the grand list, which is good. Right now, if we looked at the budget we're presenting, or that has been presented, we look back at last year, the total is 4.3% increase from last year, which is $1.1 million increase. Last year,
Is
I
how
looked
many
at the
millions again, Jill?
1.1
1.1.
million?
1.1.
Correct. I looked at what we passed last year and it was just under a half a million. It's just information for you.
And again, it's some other information for us to consider too about any communications with the public, because last year we started out with almost a 13% increase in the tax ask because we had lost revenue, even though the budget really wasn't going up by very much. And then we cut our ask in taxes down to about, I think it was what, 4%, 4.5%,
Ended up at,
somewhere in that area. It was a
that's right.
4.5% tax increase. But the actual budget only increased by what, 500,000, if that much. It was a small amount, wasn't it, Jill?
Just under, I think it was 485.
Yeah. So the voters will have that in mind. That, geez, look how high you started and then you caved. And why can't you do it again this year?
Sure.
And I think some of the symptoms that it would be a little more difficult to do something like that is the fact that we're starting to do some substantial budget transfers, because that means that you're getting close to the edge, at least on the Board of Selectmen side, when you have to start moving fairly large chunks of money around because they weren't in the department's budget where it was anticipated. So not necessarily a bad thing, but just the more of them that you have to do as you get down towards the end, that means the closer that we cut things.
The selectmen have already approved a couple of them.
Yeah, I know.
The two that you approved, the big ones last night, have to be approved by the finance committee because it's out of department.
Right. Yeah,
Yep.
so those are the ones that'll come before us at our next meeting,
Correct.
which we'll talk about, because it'll either be the 31st or the 2nd, depending on do we think you'll get anything substantive to change this stuff by Tuesday versus Thursday next week. So just keep that in the back of your minds while we as we work towards the later part of the agenda. So anybody have any questions on this? Because we have to start making some guesses as to what we think this is going to look like for next year. And we'll have another column in there for our estimates.
And we'll
We
be able to
start.
do that when we get the grand list, right? We need to, or at least,
That doesn't
or is it
affect
a
your revenue. That just affects what the mill rate's going to be.
okay.
It'll affect what the tax ask is going to be, whatever it is. And then you just, based on the grand list, you set the mill rate. So if the amount of tax you're asking every year stays the same and the grand list goes up, the mill rate goes down. And it's just the opposite. If the grand list goes down, you still need that same amount of money, so the mill rate goes up. So you might have no tax increase dollar-wise, but the mill rate can change. And you can have just the same way if the grand list goes up like it did last year, you can have the mill rate go way down, but you're still getting asking people for more money because we lost, revenue.
So the grand list went up by 3.8 million or 1.1?
3.7.
3.7.
Yeah,
3.7.
almost 3.8.
So, based on that, don't we tax that extra 3.8 million, 70% of it, whatever? Don't we collect that 32 mills? So, what does that come out to?
But the
900,000 dollars, million. 99.
Well, it depends on what the mill rate's going to be, and that all depends on your expenditures and your revenues that you, all the other revenues that you project. But the key here that we're waiting for is for the financial statements to be done so that we can see what the surplus is from last year.
And when you say the financials, you mean the auditor's
Audit.
work?
Correct, correct.
And that also depends on the swiftness of our getting information into the auditor so that he can do the reconciliations and verify what the amounts are, correct?
Correct.
So when do we start guessing?
Right.
Dale, do you want
Is
to? Do we have a column in here for guesses?
No. Well, I do have a column. It's not filled, but again, I guess you have to look at your expenditures too. Well, the projection for next year too. But there is a column for guessing if. Right here,
Oh,
if you
there
want to
it
start guessing. Now,
is.
obviously, you can't guess on the property taxes right now, but you can guess on the supplemental for next year. You can guess on the interest.
Actually, I have to either shrink it down or freeze the left column so we know. I should just shrink it a little bit if you could, so you can see the headings.
There you go. That's better.
That better?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
So the interest, I don't know, do we have the.
Well, we have the this is the interest on the fees on property tax up here.
Interest fees.
Yeah, this is like for late payments and stuff. It's not our interest on the grant general fund.
So we would just carry that same number over, right?
You
I would
could.
think that.
You could carry over the.
Or do you carry a little less?
I was going to say, do you carry over between these the lower of the rates and the lower number than the two to see
You
what
have to
the.
just make a guess. We generally collect stuff at about the same rate every year. We're very good at doing that. So this number isn't likely to change unless the interest rates change. And they're going to go down most likely. So you might want to keep it
Sure.
this. So in this case for the interest rates, the interest we charge is also, I don't know if the Jills, that's just a fixed rate we charge X percent, isn't it?
Say 18.
I'm sorry, which one?
So the interest on that we charge on late property tax, that's something we
That's
set. It's not
just a
market rate.
guess. It's just a guess.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying
Oh, I'm
is the
sorry.
actual interest rate that we charge somebody who's
Oh,
late.
I don't know what I don't know what that is. There is a state statute for that, and I just don't know it. I'm sorry.
No, because I'm just saying that wouldn't necessarily, that's our the rate that we decide to set as a penalty. It's not market driven like our interest rate is for general
Correct.
fund.
Correct. It is, there is a state statute on how much you can charge. So that's just guessing based on, I guess you look at past history and but we also have to think the more she collects now, the less that's going to be out there to be late, other than if people don't pay current taxes right away.
So my suggestion for the new members is you start off being conservative. You underclub a little bit what the revenue is, and then you can, increase it as you go along. And then you do the opposite with the expenses. You start a little high to be conservative, and you refine them down as we learn more. Because you won't know, for example, how much you're going to get as unexpended funds that can be carried over to next year to reduce the tax burden. You're not going to know until later. So I go with a lower number for something like that based on, last year.
So we just use 60 for now.
Yeah, I was going to say use 60 or 65, something like that. And I also say don't sweat the details on this too much because if it's just a couple thousand dollars difference, you're going to spend more money thinking about it and talking about it than it actually matters in the signal to noise. Each one of these is more likely to be off individually than the total that you get for the whole amount.
Whatever you want. Do you want me to do 65 or 60, whatever you want, I can put in there.
Rodney's bidding
Yeah,
60.
I'm bidding at 60. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Let's go at 60. We'll keep going down there. Building fees. Is this an unusual amount in here, Jill? Did something unusual happen that got us more than we expected?
I
I don't
don't
know.
know that. I don't know what happens in the building official department. Jim would be
Ron,
one to tell
Rodney, any
that.
idea?
Now, is that that CROG money coming in or something?
Nope, this is for that's building official services. This is just fees for that come in for people doing renovations or building stuff. That's what this is. This is the fees charged
So there's more work maybe
projects.
going on with remods and stuff like that. So this is all the inspection fees.
Right.
Correct. Correct.
I would stick with what's there. It's 75.
Yeah.
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 It's much harder to ask for more monies from the folks than
For sure.
it is to give some back because you have to have a town meeting and you got to ask for the supplemental appropriations and that doesn't go over well.
The library stays the same, I take it.
I would, I'll just tell you my opinion on that because we took away fees. This is only for copies and that kind of thing. So I'm not sure we'll make a thousand this year because that is how many months are we in? So that's 8 months in.
That's right, because they gave up their library fees.
Co correct. So I would not
Late
go
fees
a
and
thousand,
stuff.
but you can do what you
So
want.
500 bucks
do
or
500,
zero.
either 500 or
I wouldn't
zero.
go
We'll
zero.
do
Zero.
500. Like I said, that's
Gotcha.
one that's not worth thinking, talking about too much because it's such a tiny number.
Yeah.
So the next one is contracts with Ashford, Willington, Marlborough, and Andover. I don't know what the increases in the contracts set forth. Again, this would be something Jim would have a better idea than myself.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you either.
I don't know. Yep.
So why don't we leave it blank? You
Okay.
put a TBD in there or whatever.
Okay.
Selectmen's fees looks like it's on track to get to about the same,
I think
13.5.
last year we were a little higher.
Okay.
I would say maybe 15. But again, this is up to you. This is for the permits that get for
Pistol permits, the land,
pistol
the
permits
transfer
for
station, and
yes.
so forth. Yeah, this just went up by $24 because I bought my ticket last night.
Yeah, make that 115, I think. Anybody object to that?
Okay. And again, this one is, I don't even know what to tell you about this. This
Split the
one is,
difference. Yeah, right.
I
Exactly.
split
Split
the
the
difference.
difference.
Okay.
Well,
Which,
you
did
want to do
100.
100?
Yeah.
Yeah, do 100, see what
Okay.
happens.
So,
And we still have time to revise these because we're going to talk about these more, at least three or four more times, and we're going to have the public hearings. It will get input from the public and we'll meet after each one of those. So
correct.
these still all can be changed up till we get to the point of our, the first
Yeah.
referendum. Town
So
clerk.
town clerk, she's the, I would think this could go up a little because historically it's been over 100,000 for the last couple of years. I don't know if I'd go that high, but I would definitely go a little higher than we're at right now.
92.
Okay. Going once. There you
Get
go.
some more
The saw
dogs
gave me
and
new numbers, so this one is the latest and
get
greatest from the
weddings.
saw.
Hugs and weddings.
So we're at miscellaneous.
And tuition is
What
the
that's
what
what
makes
makes it Columbus?
Columbia students.
And it is special ed, for choice special ed with Columbia students, and tuition for preschool, right, David? Preschool
Yes,
and then,
correct. Yep. Should be preschool, choice students, open choice student participants, any special education costs associated with those students,
correct.
as well as tuition from Columbia and any special education costs associated with Columbia
Yep,
students.
20% from the Columbia student tuition fee. And
So
that, so
this
that
one.
number came from CASAL today.
Yep. So that's going to be a little more unpredictable, would you say?
It could change.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll change a ton, Tyler, between now and next year. The students from Columbia in eighth grade have committed to us, so we know what that number is. Could a student change their mind in the spring? They could.
Yep.
And then they still have enrollment for the open choice students, so we could get a couple more students there. And also the preschool enrollment, it's, well, we're hoping to double it. We haven't had quite that many applications. Yes.
That does
Which,
include the minus that Casal said in case you didn't have the preschool
correct. Yes,
tuition there.
we adjusted it today to be a little more conservative on the preschool
Correct.
side.
Correct. Yeah.
Are you going to leave those the enrollment window open a little bit longer
Yes.
because
Yes.
it tends to happen around June?
We'll take kids.
Because
If we have
that's
spots open, we'll
actually
take them whenever.
always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you also
Family
think
moved out of
like
town or.
up to population kind of dropped off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
We like miscellaneous revenue.
Yeah. What makes
It's
sense?
interesting. Why isn't that, it's been miscellaneous? Why isn't that labeled like Board of Ed? I think if that's maybe a little bit
So
clearer.
what goes into a miscellaneous, Jill?
Miscellaneous will be a rebate from KERMA. It will be the sale of any equipment or vehicles that we sell from the town. It also includes a small amount that we get for the recycling bin by the closed recycling bin by the senior center, and also recycling that we do for John does. That's usually about, I don't know, maybe $85 to $100 a month.
So does this make sense too? Does it typically run over? Do we get more?
Well, sometimes we don't get a rebate. Usually, if we get a rebate from KERMA, it's anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000. It doesn't always happen. So it's a
What's
gamble.
that? So Kerma is our insurance company,
Liability insurance,
mobility,
correct.
and it affects, isn't it like a group policy amongst all their customers, towns?
I don't know
And
that.
I
I'm
think
not
it's,
sure about that.
and if you don't use it, they give you rebates.
It sounds like it's a return of surplus premium, a certain
Right, if they
amount of
don't.
money.
Correct.
Yeah, and if I recall right, it was a group of towns, kind of like all kitty in and when it's over, whatever money they have, they divvy it out.
So would it be good to leave this at, say, 12 or move it up to 15?
Well, it's 25 this year. That's way up there. I would leave it. I wouldn't go too high with it. 15?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, maybe 15. In the interest on investments, that's our general fund and other monies like that. So I guess the question is what do you think the interest rate is going to be? And then the other one is what is our projected average balance in the general fund? Because those are the two things that affect us. And I know that there's some large planned grant expenditures where we have to put monies up front, and that takes money out until it comes back in, to be, paid in for us. So again, this is a guess. I would go with something lower.
350 or even lower.
Looks like funny.
I'm thinking like 300,000. It also depends too. We lost $60,000 of interest at the beginning of this fiscal year because the monies came in late because of all the referenda we had. Instead of getting them July 1st, we got September 1st. And we typically, most of the revenue comes in the first month of the fiscal year. It's like the first 2 months we get 80 to 85% of our revenue for the year. And after the second month of the fiscal year, it's net negative. If if you balance out the expenses and the revenue, it's pretty much just going down after the second month of the fiscal year.
Even 300 in there?
I think it's a
Good stop.
Why don't we start there?
Good start.
At 300, Jill, we'll think about it more.
Wouldn't it be nice if that number goes up?
Right.
Far as the
Is it the
rental, I don't know if the contracts are going to have any increases to the Y and CVC this year. I don't know that.
Have we been collecting the money from the rental?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 29,000. Yep. That's
And
CVC, the Y, and
oh.
the farm property. We have a chunk of money that comes for the fields.
Oh, that's right,
So,
because we rent the field out for haying. There's some beehives down there too.
but I don't
So
know if those contracts are going to increase or not.
the Y contract for the school increased a tick. There's nothing substantial.
And I don't trust the Community Voice Channel to be around very much longer from what I've heard. It's got some, challenges.
That was the back door of my question. That's why I asked. Have they been paying?
Yeah, I know, because there's just like less and less use for them with all this proliferation of, podcasts, YouTube videos, other channels for getting information.
I would almost reduce that category.
Oh yeah. In case they what, like 25?
Well, how much do we get from them? How much
I
of that?
believe we get, I believe it's 1,200-ish, 1,200-ish a month from CVC.
So
That's
we
quite a
track that
chunk.
amount. Track that amount.
That's almost half.
Yeah, great.
So if we dropped it down to 30, at least we got a portion of it covered.
Yeah, I'd go 25 or
Yeah.
30.
Yeah. All right.
I'd go 25.
Do we do
25?
25? And again, we can, this is
Yeah.
just the first guess. You have time to think about it.
Fine. Farm
All
system.
right,
That's
let's
okay.
keep.
They started with zero.
Wait, where
Zero
did
expected.
they
So you know what? The seniors donated $165. That's good.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's for donations for gas for
And
when they do
rides and
trips.
such.
Correct. Yep.
Well, that is nice.
Oh, so it's not tips?
Driving tips.
No. It's just donations.
Well,
And
it
it's
seems like
voluntary, so
yeah, zero accepted.
I don't think this is going to be a large source of revenue.
No,
I doubt it.
Put a goose egg in there.
Right.
You just put a zero, like you said, and it's just lucky if we get something.
Right. So the assessors is based upon, and I'll have to do, I didn't do the calculations for that yet.
That's two payments.
Do they have fixed payments that they make to
correct,
us?
Correct. They pay quarterly. Correct. So,
so
that's
this is a
based
set
on
amount.
Things, the half of the assessor's salary and half of the dues and fees.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Well,
anything that pertains that she can use for both towns.
And I think her increase wasn't very big.
Well, there isn't, right. So the supervisors usually, non-union supervisors usually follow the, but not necessarily, but they usually follow the supervisor's contract and the increase, but it also includes the benefits, the insurance too, because it's a half of the insurance, half of
right.
All of her benefits, life insurance, dental, medical. And
so I guess, go on, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I can have that number for you next time.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, this is a set contractual amount, so I'd imagine it wouldn't vary unless, you know, they drop out of the contract. So how many more years is the contract good for?
I think it's a year-to-year agreement, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
And I think she went through her review process, so I'm not sure what she got out of it, but it wasn't
it's also Willington's. They are also paying her, so I'm sure
that's right. Yeah,
a agreed upon decision.
So you want to leave it the same for now?
We can. Yeah. That's
we
what
can.
I would.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, we'll just do that then. It sounds like.
Well, it will increase because of her, even the medical, dental, her benefits will. It will increase because of that, because we had an increase in that. But we'll leave
correct.
It there, and I'll have a better number for you next time.
Yeah, like I said, I'd rather underclub it at this point than if you got information to bring that up higher because of known expenses and such, we could do that.
Yep. So, all right, so the next ones that I've marked fixed, those are numbers that I have received from George Raphael, who gives us the state. But their latest and greatest, it could still change, but these are the preliminary numbers coming from the state.
We hope it can go up a lot.
Yeah, well, yes, that'd be nice, but
right.
I'm not sure. So the veterans grant and the disability, it's based upon who comes in and is qualified for that. So what the numbers that are there right now are is all we're going to get. So, it's that's a guess that I don't know. Maybe Kara would have more information about that. I don't know how many disabled people we have or veterans that apply for this.
You're pointing at the adult education line, right?
But she's talking about line.
No, oh, adult education is fixed. I'm just talking. No, oh, veterans and disabled. Disability.
Oh, yeah.
Veterans.
Sir is
got it.
Above.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's my cursor.
Oh, sorry.
Ross.
Now you get that out of the way. Confusing people. Hers is the one that's lacrosse.
Yeah. I mean, they're not very large numbers, so.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And just so keep them.
Keep them the same.
Yeah.
At 2,500?
Yeah.
I would almost lower the bet. Not that it makes that big of a difference, but the veterans draft, I would almost lower it to 1,000 at this point.
Yeah.
Well, we're still not through the year.
No, that's it. That's all we get.
Oh, okay. The grant is the grant.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
It's the 969?
Correct.
So we should still go
with 969.
We should put 969 in, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the same as the year before, but I can do that.
Well, why don't we do that? Because it was lower than what we thought.
Yep.
And again, better to under club it.
Okay.
Same thing with
the miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous state.
Pretty stable.
So the miscellaneous state is just, that's actually the So emergency management, the salary for that person, we get half of the salary back for emergency management. So it depends on how much we are going to pay for the new emergency management person as to how much we will get.
Oh, so you can pay what you want and they pay half?
No, it's
It's a fixed number.
I believe no, it's I believe it's up to, I think it's up to 10,000, 10,000
Okay.
either. So if
Yeah.
they give you, we could get up to 10,000. We could spend 10,000. They'll give us 5,000. I don't think you're going to pay 10,000 for emergency management, but you might. So it depends on that position at how much you're going to pay as to how much we'll get back.
Got it.
Yeah.
So.
And I gotta say this, the numbers here, Jill, don't include what the registrar's got.
No, this is just that miscellaneous. Yeah, because that though that doesn't even touch general fund, has nothing to do with general fund.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
This is basically what comes in here is emergency management, or
Okay.
little dribs and drabs of filings coming from the auditor. It wasn't worth arguing about the things that come into the town clerk. It's like $10 here, $15 there. He always puts it in miscellaneous instead of town clerk revenue. So it wasn't worth arguing with him about it. I just put it in miscellaneous now, but it's probably $20, $30 a year. So that's
So
20 cents. So
we throw 4,000 in that category and
if you plan on paying $8,000 for emergency management, yes. If you're not going to pay that much, I would say lower. So that number right there, we got a little over 3,000 for emergency management this year.
gonna say that we're gonna pay 8,000. We can get four of it back. It
So
only costs us 4,000 for the position.
we should leave it the same, 5,000.
That's my suspicion.
Let's leave it to 5,000 then. I'm not seeing anybody
Nope.
ready to strangle Rodney for a suggestion. Well,
Save
we
that
could,
for later.
well, no, we can strangle each other for various
Yeah.
suggestions. Just be equal
With other
opportunity
reasons.
about this, not dump on the first selectman. There would be opportunities to go after Mr. Caruso as well. So.
Law enforcement, those tickets that they get, stuff.
Correct.
We get to push Brian a little bit. He's
Could he get a little bit? Yeah, right.
Just remember this when you're riding around town, though.
Right? Down
Yeah, just
384,
remember we
you
got that
know.
little grant for additional traffic enforcement. Everybody was complaining about the fact that we saw the state trooper parked in front of the fire department and just blew right past them, and he gave me a ticket. Can you imagine that?
So just leave the 1500 in there. Anything could happen, I guess. Sounds like a good token number.
Yeah, and so this is like our, I guess it's our best educated guess with the information that we have at hand. Some of these vary so much from year to year. Okay, so I guess if everybody's all set with this, we could go on to the next one. I keep trying to move Jill's cursor with mine, so I'm going to just leave it up there because it's going to confuse people.
It's going to confuse
So,
me. You know, say people.
Well, you're a person too, Rodney.
that's the end of the revenue, but the biggest part is going to be the taxes, and that's based on all the other decisions that you make.
So let's go take a look at the 2026 expenditures.
Well, I'm going to save a copy of this. So,
All right. That's a good
do
idea.
with a different name.
Yep. Right. So, hold on.
did look
My
like
so,
students are
but
dry. I'm
what
tired.
expenditures do you want to seek? I don't, because there's the Board of Ed and there's the town budgets. I'll have to go search for them.
Oh, we'll go pick one to start with.
Nope, you pick.
All right. Then let's start with something to put Mr. Caruso on the hot seat. Let's go with the school.
All right, hold on.
So he could start making his guesses.
So Jim's down here because he's still dealing with
Yeah.
personal issues at the moment. So.
Nope, wrong one. Oh, sorry. This is right.
Yes. Stay cool. Stay fly right there. And zoomed
So,
into his head and followed.
I don't know where you want me to start, David.
What do you want to talk about?
The same idea for this year revenue, where do you think you're going to end up this year from the point of view of expenditures?
This current year, I mean, Casal and I are going to be hopefully putting together in the next few days something for the board to look at the next board meeting as far as where we might be hopefully under budget for this current year. I don't have any detailed information about that
I
for
know from
tonight.
the last meeting I had with Casal, we were right on par from last year.
Right now, we're
55% expended, which was the same as the year before. So it's like
correct.
just
And
looking at the end of the year
currently
cost.
projected to spend at 100%, but we're hoping that may change and have something at the end of the year. Not sure what yet.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the Board of Selectmen are in the same position with this. Because it's still
Still a little
possible to get
out.
another snowstorm.
Exactly.
God forbid, but
That's not
on a Saturday.
yeah.
Right.
We've had snow as late as the first week of May.
Oh yeah. Sure.
So we could just move on then, I guess.
Sounds tough.
We'll have a more updated
Yeah, nothing else
meeting.
Exciting to.
yeah. So I guess my question would be, when do you think that would be? Because we have the meeting schedule. Again, this is to just think ahead for when's our next meeting. So our next meeting
Next
is
meeting
currently
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And if we don't feel it's going to be done by then, I'd rather just wait till Thursday instead of giving
I would
us
think
a
Thursday is a much
meeting.
safer date than Tuesday would be. And
All right, we'll just.
Jill, you had just asked Casal and I for information for the second, correct? Was it the
Yeah,
email
that would
from?
be for to make up the budget document that goes to a public hearing. Yes.
Got it.
We'll need that in a little bit earlier to get it all together.
Okay.
Yeah, because we actually this with a condensed schedule that we're running. The first public hearing is on April 21st, so it's barely 4 weeks away. So you have to keep that in mind because we do have to put that a first blush of the combined budget document together to present to them. I've already started to work on it with Stephanie to get the form redone to answer some of the questions that folks had. So hopefully we will have that fairly soon.
And
So we
again,
think.
that having the information from the auditor, we'll need that in order to have audited numbers and the surplus.
Now, I mean, we can have an informal estimate, but it might change. And I'd rather have the surplus be going up as opposed to it goes down. So if we did have an unofficial number, I'd want to underclub it until we got the results from the auditor. So I guess then that answers that for
So I guess April 2nd.
expenditures. David, you want to talk to those the questions we'd asked you?
Sure.
because that falls under this discussion.
Sure. So one of the questions that was asked last week was the insurance rates, and we had not received our blended rate yet. Earlier this week, we received all the blended rates. The average is 11.5%, which was a pleasant surprise. Going into the budget season, they had told us to budget 13 to 15%. So to be safe, we budgeted 16%, and it fell well below that, which was a nice surprise. We also had some life changes happen for next year's insurance as far as people going from single to double or double to family. And so those life changes offset some of the savings that we were going to receive from the lower percentage rate. With all that being said, the reduction in the budget ask is $54,767. That savings lowers the Board of Ed budget ask currently to 4.84% from 5.17%. That was the first question that was asked. Any questions on that?
No.
Yeah, well, so the selectmen.
We want to finish up with.
Oh, yeah.
You still got a couple more, and then we can.
There was a question. Okay, but yeah, finish your.
Okay. All right. Another question was raised about the Columbia tuition compared to the per pupil expenditure. Some of the difference in that number. Key factors include any associated costs of special education related services are not included in that number for Columbia students. And our per pupil expenditure, while it does include transportation costs, it does not include transportation costs for special education, students receiving special education. And our current class size allows us to add students in Columbia without hiring additional staff. And as I alluded to last week, one student, we have a small population of students. So if one student incurs, let's say, a cost of $300,000 for the year, that goes into the average for our per pupil expenditure. So that can really skew the per pupil expenditure for Bolton resident students.
And then I think the last thing on there was the number of AP class offerings.
Yes, there was a question asked last week about the number of AP classes. So we have 13 current AP classes for next school year. And I also added in our early career experience classes, ECE classes. There are 11 of those. And I provided the names of all those classes for the finance committee.
And the ones with the asterisks, those are new runs for next year?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Some additional information in regards to the insurance. We just opened our open enrollment. So that number could change based on what people report for open enrollment for next year.
When does open enrollment close?
2 weeks. So we just opened it up. Today's Thursday. I believe it was Tuesday. And so that'll run for 2 weeks.
So you'll have those numbers then by the time we go to the public here.
We should, yes.
Correct. It'll close on the 7th, it looks like.
Another piece of information that's worth noting is the Board of Ed awarded the transportation bid to First Students, and we are in the beginning stages of negotiating our next contract for transportation with them. Casal and I met with our attorney last week and again this week, and put our first recommendation to First Student together, and that has been submitted to their legal team.
Who'd you have last?
It's been M&J Transportation.
Okay.
Any questions for Superintendent Caruso?
I just saw in the news today that First Student was having some bargaining issues.
I saw that as well.
I hope that doesn't impact our contract.
I hope it doesn't either. They're a really big company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
my hope is they get this resolved in the short term before they start our contract in July.
They're the largest in Connecticut, aren't they?
I would not be surprised if they are.
I'm not sure, but I just know when I've looked in the past at which companies provide services and that required bus services, and they were up at the top near the top as one of the largest.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were the largest.
So then we had a question for First Selectman.
Can I ask a question about the insurance?
Sure.
So you're going from 16 to 11.5%.
Yes.
I don't think we got our blended rate, but I don't think it affects ours near as much.
Okay.
But we were at 15% and we dropped down to the 12.7, and we had a reduction of $20,000. But you had three times as many people on your plan. I was just wondering if there's if that 50 how the 54 comes out maybe.
That's a great question. So the savings was over $100,000,
Right.
but because of changes in
People had
people's
kids, they got married.
because of the life changes,
You get a major illness.
so there's more people going on family, more people switching from single to double, more people switching from single to family or double to family. So that ate into the savings.
So your initial savings were what they would have been if nothing changed from last year, but then changes came along and there were marriages or people decided, oh, this insurance is better than from my employer now, and
Or they're
that
starting a
type of
family. So
the family plan is like
the family
$36,000.
plan is quite the difference. And so but with open enrollment, that's based on what we know right now. For next year, open enrollment could give us some different information, but I'm not sure.
Does that include eyeglass and dental or something?
Yes, I believe it includes all that.
So then more to come. If it closes in 2 weeks, then that should give you some time to refine those numbers. So the selectmen's drop, did you get below the 3% with the
No, no. No.
you were 3.06?
We're at three. Wow.
So
we're not going anywhere.
sorry, just to
The numbers
backtrack.
that were
We will.
presented did have the decrease in medical insurance. And we only have two people that waive it.
Oh, okay. So there's no
So
the 3.06 already included this.
That's why I said,
correct.
oh,
Yes, it
okay.
did.
That's why I'm asking.
We adopted the our budget with the $20,000 reduction already in there. That's why I was kind of proportionally, it was like, how's that
No,
happen?
that's a great question. I was hoping for a little more also.
Okay, so it's your turn, Rodney, because I know that you and David and I had some back and forths about, answering this question. So I will turn it over to you. I'd sent out the latest conversation to the board as requested. And so anything that you wanted to.
So did everybody get a copy of the letter that was sent out? Or that this was a
Yeah,
it was just an email. I
that's
was
just
just
an email back and forth with you and me and Mr. Coles.
and my was concerned my concern is that the finance committee doesn't really have wherewithal to go digging through everybody's budget. We've put all our time into putting this budget together, and the actual finite details are we wouldn't get anywhere. So I was just kind of questioning.
Yeah, it wasn't to manage, it was just to explain.
And so David wanted to know the breakdown on the what was it, the
The dollars that
person
made up the payroll,
personnel, yeah, the
right?
payroll. And it's all in our budget book that we had, if you go page by page. So what I had Stephanie do was put this together, which is just a it's your budget book. You have enough one?
I think so.
It's
Thank you,
basically
sir.
what's in your budget book, only on one sheet.
Which is really what we're looking
Yeah,
at.
perfect. That's good.
So the $200,000 right there. Got a few
Thank
notes
you.
here and there.
Yeah, because again, it's just more to have information as to what goes in it so we can help explain if people come, ask, and it's not to go and try to get you to cut, a particular item.
So that's all I have for that.
No, thank you, sir.
And
Do you have a copy that we could also post? Because I want to just make sure we get that up online too.
this is a, I mean, as easy as it looks, it's a very time-consuming process. It ate up quite a bit of time.
Of course, Mr. Coles, who requested this information, is not here.
And we kind of understood.
That's what happens when you get married. You have to have all those other little parties and stuff
Priority.
beforehand. Yes. So, anyway, any questions for first selectman?
It looks like you added a new position to the finance department.
That's correct. An executive or
That was Stephanie, right?
Assistant.
Right.
That's
Stephanie. Was that
Stephanie?
Yes. Yeah.
If there's no further questions on that, it looks like we have done what we can with going through the, expenditures and revenues for both years. So we can move on to communication. If there's anything more to be done.
Well, without something being done, you can't communicate too much.
That is true. The only thing we did talk about was that we usually have the coffee and conversations, but then again, we're also having two public hearings next month. Is that considered redundant, considering the fact that we're giving people another forum in which to...
What's the difference between the two?
The coffee and conversation is informal. It's not part of the budget process. It doesn't, there's nothing we act on. It's just getting, people's input. The public hearing is a formal posting before, and you have to post, I think, 5 days in advance notice in a local paper, or then we do the town website as well. And then everybody's comment is recorded, and there, whoever comes gets to speak. Typically, you might limit them to 3 minutes the first time if there's a lot of people here, just to make sure that everybody gets a chance. So it's part of a formal.
And the topic is limited.
Yeah.
To the budget.
To the budget.
It's limited specifically to the budget. So there will be a presentation of the budget at the first ones, similar to what we did before, except it'll all be in one package now and put together. So I could present that at a high level, like, because they just want to know how much is it. And that's what I'm working on with Stephanie to redo that budget document. There's chunks of it that are required by the charter to be in there in a certain way. And so what we're doing is we're keeping them, but we're moving them more to the back, and putting up front is the summary page is going to stay the same, the first one that you always see. And then you're going to go into this, the value that you get from living in Bolton, and what are we doing from a spending perspective and, and revenue perspective to help make that, that vision, that value available to every taxpayer. And that's only one page. And then the next of it is here's where the revenue comes from. Here's where the expenditures are allocated. You have pie charts to keep it simple.
Good.
And then you go on further from there to some of the more detailed information on the CAPA and the individual budgets. And then the very back of it is just all the stuff that's required by the charter. It's often people actually look at it, but they more want to know what's up front.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm working on with Stephanie is that people said that it's hard for them to figure out what the impact of will be on them from a tax perspective if you have to calculate from the mill rate.
Yes.
Can you put that calculator online?
We had talked about it, but we have something that you can do that's even simpler.
Oh.
Is because we're going to know what the grand list is, and we're going to know, and this is what one of them asked for here, and I got a bunch of people nodding and telling me, you don't get it, you're making it too complicated. We just want to know that you after you took care of all the revenues, how much more are we paying than last year? Give us that percentage and we can multiply our combined taxes by last year. Just go look at, how much did you pay for your car? Add that to how much you paid for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Add that to how much you paid for your personal property, and then multiply that amount by this amount. And you'll get, you'll get the number.
So it's a 3.5-4% increase.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
increase what you paid by 4% in your home.
Yeah. And it
Fake
just
number. And not make, a real number.
Right. I just happened to be on one site today that said, okay, the impact on you as a townsperson, and it said, click here to check you how much you paid in taxes last year and all of those. And then you're going to add up those numbers, and then you're going to put it in this box, and it will be multiplied by this number, and it gave it to people. They had to do a little bit of research and inputting, but it was
Well, the
there.
easier that you want to make it for the customer, which I agree with, the more work that needs to get done in the background. And our current website will make that difficult to do because the information is not accessible in a way through some sort of an interface that will pull it together for whoever puts in their name or tax ID or whatever.
Well, even that, when I put in my name and I look at it, it's in no particular order all of the items you've paid
Yeah, I
taxes
know.
on in, over the
Yeah,
last
it's not
many years.
user-friendly, and I will just point out that that was cut from the budget to the increase that we put in for whatever reason. The selectmen chose not to put it into CAPA, so it's gone. So you're stuck with what we have and the capabilities of it.
It depends on whose name it's under. You get a car registered under this name, that
Yeah.
name.
So I think,
All the years are mishmashed in there
yeah.
and the different
It's
things.
not
It makes it
terribly,
feel
it's not user friendly.
Thank you for explaining the difference between the public hearing and the coffee conversation. Based on that explanation, I would say that a coffee conversation in April would be redundant with two public hearings already on the calendar. I'm open to doing one also, but my thought would be that there'll be re some redundancy if we have three similar meetings.
I would say it will be very important if we do not pass the budget on the first go round
Agreed.
to have one. You'll have 2 weeks. So you want to schedule it and not use it, as opposed to trying to schedule it
That's a good
after the
idea.
fact and people haven't set aside time for it.
Yeah, so maybe
We should look
when you're
to do
talking about the
that.
schedule for meetings tonight, maybe that's something
It's going to be hard
that
though,
no, because we don't know when the
Because no, the first one referendum is on the 19th, and we'll get the 19th of May. You'll get the results from the registrars of voters. We'll give the tally, and then we'll be meeting the next day.
Is the 19th a Tuesday?
The 19th's a Tuesday, and then we typically have been meeting the next day.
No.
We can go in the morning instead of the evening because we've done that before. Whatever works, we should also talk about the timing on that too. Because you don't have much time for coffee and conversation before we set the budget. You have time to set it. See, that's the thing. The budget will have to be set by the Wednesday because then the information has to get posted. Jill has some work to do to readjust the actual budget document. We have to, as the registrars have to go get the ballots printed, test the machines again with the new ballots and so forth. So you're going to have to have the coffee and conversation to try to convince people that you did the right thing.
Or maybe it's a celebration that it passed.
It could be either. No, it
I
could be
like that
either, but
mechanism. That's what I'm going with.
yeah, I'm just saying it could be either. You should have it there, and you probably still want to have it, whether it
That's
passes
a
or
wrap.
not,
Yeah.
because you can
Just
get
to
feedback
get some
on
idea
the
how everybody felt through the
Right.
process and
Yeah.
how everything
Can
went.
be a black coffee or a coffee and cream conversation.
Yeah.
So does that mean
Coffee or coffee and donut. There you go.
like it would have to be like that sometime that week
It would
after
have to
the
be the
so like the
20th because
you'd
aren't we
either do
20th
it that
or
you'd do it
the
that
20th?
week. You wouldn't do it the
Could do the
20th. I would
21st.
do it the next week. You'll have more
Oh yeah, the
time.
week of the
So like
25th.
the Monday or so. Because you'll have if you do it, it's 2 weeks till the next referendum.
So
Yeah.
the
And you got
selectmen
Memorial Day
voted
there.
on the 19th. I didn't see where they voted on the 19th. They voted on that date.
They approved the whole schedule
Okay, I
for
missed
what,
that.
six referenda.
Okay.
Yeah, we got two in May.
Would it be
Yeah.
simplest just to stick to the Tuesday? Tuesday's a vote. The next Tuesday is a coffee and conversation. The
Or the
following Tuesday is the
26th.
second vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick with the Tuesday theme. That way, I don't know. It's easier for
Yeah.
people to remember
Right.
or people meet.
Oh, wait, I take it back. The first referendum is what?
You
We
said
said the
Tuesday the
name. Hold
19th.
on, let me go watch. Got this
And so
schedule.
the times change.
Like 12 to 8, yeah.
I know Fabian thought Fabian leaves for work by 9, 10 a.m. and he doesn't get home until
I know.
11 p.m.
Yeah. First referendum is the 19th of May.
I'm a morning voter.
For me too.
Well, it was the same morning.
So on my way to work. I'm not always available.
Saving money might cost votes.
Yeah, first one is the 19th. Second June. This next one is June 2nd.
And the hours change, right? To noon to 8?
Yeah.
So I will put that on the calendar. And you want to do the next day, Wednesday, the 20th, for a meeting to either pick the new numbers or set your mill rate.
Yep.
Okay.
The usual, because it'll be one or the other.
Correct. I don't have that on the calendar yet, but I will.
Jill, is that an invite you'll send out, or should I put it in my calendar now?
No, I can. I'll set up a new calendar. I'll add those additions to the calendar. So do you want to put a temporary meeting for the Tuesday after the 26th for a coffee and conversation?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Then we get up the location TBD. It's just save the time and we'll let you know where.
So I will put 7:15.
I'll put that all of that on the calendar and then I'll send it out to all the board members.
So I guess my question for
the 20th.
My question, we'll get it too.
My question for the folks here is for the meeting on the 20th.
That's what I'm talking
about. Do you want to do it in the morning? Or do you want to do it in the evening?
I wouldn't be able to do it in the morning.
Because I know you work. So evening, we could do, do you want to stick to 7:15 or do you want to go earlier?
It's not a Monday. I'm golfing. You can, anytime's fun.
I'm so.
We don't scouts that night either. So
six. Six?
I'd just as soon go earlier if we.
Yeah, six is, I like six.
Yeah. I'd say 6 o'clock would be good.
Or 20th. Yeah. It doesn't take forever.
Ben, is that okay for you?
Well, it might, if
the budget. The earlier the better. Six would be better, would be perfect for me.
Okay.
Okay.
So it may be a long meeting if you're making decision on cutting. If you're doing a mill rate, then it'd be short.
Yeah, if it's a mill rate, it's short, and you're still done earlier in either case.
So I will find out the location and let you all know.
And then the coffee and conversations, when do we typically do those? Like 5:30? 5:30?
Yes.
So you don't want to go too early on those because you want people to get home, take care of the kids, and be able to come.
Or bring the kids. Right?
Or bring the kids, whatever. They do that too.
And which one of this are we talking about?
So it's the 19th.
So the coffee and conversation would be on the
try to limit the
26th,
is that
correct?
We have to be careful with those. Because if we have too many board members, we have quorums and stuff. So
So we have to stay home.
I won't be there, don't worry.
We need a cover.
They can be here, but they can be in the audience.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We just
because I checked FOIA on that.
Have a conversation.
If they're actually up here conducting the meeting and participating in it, then that's different from if they're in the audience.
Okay.
As a member of the public, they're entitled to.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, I specifically checked with the FOIA website for that. They got a very nice PowerPoint that explains, that. So
So what time?
So if all of you guys want to sit in the audience and just, you can ask questions as the general public, but you can't be up here participating to make it like a quorum of the finance committee.
Works for me.
Or a quorum of the selectmen. So it's the same thing. They all got to be out there watching.
Right.
What time?
5:30.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Is that what we came on,
Melissa?
Yeah, that's what.
So you want us there, but just in the crowd.
It doesn't hurt to show your interest.
Yeah.
And you could ask questions and participate from that perspective as a public citizen.
And it doesn't hurt to have faces out there.
Yeah,
it looks more, and people get more excited because look at all the people.
Well, and then they also will come up and talk to you afterwards. And so it's another way of getting to know the constituents and also to make them feel a little more comfortable about answering questions. Some of them, they know me personally, or they'll know you and they'll talk to you out there, but they don't like saying something in front of everybody.
I got to look at the book before we say it's here.
And Jill said she's going to research, I think. Where we're going to have it.
I looked online. There's no meetings on the 20th or the 26th.
No, they might not have been put up here. Yet.
They're not on the calendar right now, but I will verify.
Rodney's getting the blog.
Okay, that's fine. That works. It's better to have it in there than have to get back to you with.
Well, the worst case, we just put, you know, save the date. We'll let you know where. Save the date and time. We'll let you know where. Yeah, because there's not a heck of a lot of places. There's room A or B. There's somewhere in the senior center. There's the fire department. It all depends what's available.
We potentially use the high school.
Oh, that's true, too.
Maybe it's nice outside and we can sit outside.
We'll be by then.
The library is better.
Maybe.
Never it's going to be 70 yeah, right. next week one day, I saw.
It is?
I'll take just it. One day.
Yeah, just one day.
30s rest of the day. No, then it goes back into the 30s. Right. So, that's yeah, like 40 degree change overnight.
Perfect.
Well, and you'll need an extension cord for the owl, so that might be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. We'll get a real owl if we're outside.
Okay, there you go.
The pencil, it's open for me, 28th.
Oh, but you
got to
use
that's
a pencil.
No,
26. 26, right.
26.
Oh, you got one.
Tuesday. Okay.
And the 20th for the meeting after the referendum.
Mm-hmm. And that meeting was at
6. 6.
20.
So both of those are at the town hall, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
How much are you?
Or did you want to use that 7?
I will add those to the calendar.
There's a concert at the high school on the 20th.
Oh, otherwise, we might. That would be a nice location, too, for a change.
But 6 o'clock I can do.
You can?
That might impact people's ability to.
But there's a concert.
There's a concert at 7 at the high school.
Oh, okay. So we're doing 5. Oh, are you talking for the the meeting?
On the 20th, our meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to
sure you can tell
earlier.
Ben and
could you do earlier so that it gives us a little more time before David has to leave?
No, I keep wanting to say it's an A. What to say?
If we think the meeting's going to be more than an hour,
we could make it 5:30 instead.
We can do 5:30, or I could, I can make it 5 if you want. Dump 5 works for me. Also,
it's getting. Would you stay cutting it close for you?
Yeah, I'd probably show up right at 5 ish.
I mean, I'm here until the end of the concert anyway. So whenever you want to start, it's fine with me.
5:30 would be better.
Why don't we do 5:30?
Okay.
No wonder you wanted pencil.
You won't find pen in this part. No, let's see.
Patrick's going to do driver's ed from this film that night on the side of the baseball game.
Okay.
And then we have our regular meeting on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I got to count with that answer.
Yep.
So actually, while we're still on the budget calendar question, so do we want the, we're going to cancel the meeting on Tuesday next week. Was that the general consensus?
I think that was
because we weren't going to be ready until April 2nd.
Yep. So, Jill, we can do that. We can not meet on the 31st.
Correct. I can do that. Rodney, if you could just let the girls know to cancel that on the website. And
Rodney just stepped out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's putting the book back.
Okay. I will send an email to David to let him know that we've canceled for Tuesday. I don't know if he plans on going on a honeymoon, but... How dare he? But I'll just send him an email just to let him know that we're not meeting on Tuesday.
We'll meet on Thursday the 2nd, still.
Yes.
Correct.
is we don't really have much. I don't want to have meetings we don't need, but we do have to have a sense of urgency because we have to have something pulled together for the first public hearing on the 21st. So, yeah.
Sense.
And the one on the 9th, I think I included my email to you, the one scheduled, if necessary, on the 9th. I will not be here. I'm assuming Ben and Danae will not be here also because we have the Board of Ed meeting.
No.
Or we'd be late if we
right.
in attendance at all.
So between them, we have to get the numbers ready. And we also have to get the presentation, the container for the numbers ready. So again, you know, like I said, don't want meetings that aren't necessary, but we still have to have a sense of urgency because sure. this is a compressed time frame compared to a previous years.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll also mean that some of these numbers that we would have had firmed up if we waited another 2 or 3 weeks will not be. And we just have to make sure that we explain that to people that as we go through each one of these public hearings and iterations, you're going to see changes to it because we're just getting more information, like the insurance.
Right.
We'll have a better idea of what's, you know, hopefully we'll get the audited results for the previous fiscal year so we know what the you know, the formal carryover is, we'll have a better idea. Do any of the departments have any surpluses and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Rodney's back. Can we just ask him?
Back.
Okay, ask him to just leave a note that the can't, we're going to cancel.
You can ask him yourself. I'm not going to play telephone.
All right, Rodney. Him, you,
this is like a bad marriage, Jill.
Want me to ask Ross, Rodney?
Stop telling. So, Rodney, would you just let the office know that we're canceling Tuesday's meeting, the 30th?
Oh, I'll go put a note on there.
Thank you very much. And that the next meeting. And then I'll send an email to David just letting him know that it's been canceled. And then I'll send a new calendar out to everyone with the new dates and times of that we just added tonight.
Thank you, John.
Yep. Just so you know, by next Thursday, I'm not sure that I'll have all of the numbers in place. If we get the financials done by the 31st, I have to go through all of that book. So I'm not sure that I'll have all of the numbers. I won't have all the numbers for next week. But we do need to ask the Board of Ed and the Selectmen to look at givebacks. That's important for
yeah.
the next meeting. So if Rodney, if you could just relay that message also.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep. And again, even if the answer is it looks like it's zero, then that's fine. But we do need to have some estimate.
Yep.
Because it's better if you start with zero and it goes up than say, oh, we're gonna have 50,000, 100,000, and then suddenly it goes down to zero. You know, because we just explained to people this is not a game we're playing with you. We just know more of the closer we get to the end of the year because there's still opportunities for things to happen, like more storms or whatever.
Yep.
And so it's not really playing, you know, trying to play with people and bargain. This is just the way you don't know what the actual spending is until you get closer to the ending. So again, that's something when we talk to people and have the public hearing, it's just as long as we if you guys understand the process as new folks and you can help explain it, then you know, some people will think what they want, but I did find that these people here were receptive because some of them were saying after our last coffee and conversation, they didn't understand how things worked, particularly around the grants and so forth. So anything like that, that, you know, it's another reason for you to be there because you can say you're a new person and some of this stuff is difficult when you're trying to figure it out as a newbie.
Sure.
And we save them the trouble of having to sit through all of the agony themselves.
Well, I'm a newbie too. I just sat through a lot of them.
So any further things on here? Because we have to just keep it to the agenda. And if not, I could entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, second.
So who made it? I need a motion first.
Oh, who's here? I thought you motioned.
No, I said I would entertain it. I don't make motions.
Well, motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion made by Danae. Do I have
a
no. That's Melissa. I finally get your name, but it's the wrong person. Anyway, do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Seconded by
Great.
Tyler. Further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Good
Okay, it
night.
is unanimous by all
Good night.
voting measures present, and we ended at 8:44. It's great.
Woo.
So
anybody
really
sent
fast it.
Anybody watch?